Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Life Coach Radio Network's Free Coaching Friday. Today's topic is three steps to sustainable success. My name is Filomena Iorio-Tashiluk of Downflood Coaching, and I'm going to be your host today. I'm joined by two wonderful co-hosts, Mandy Rosniak of Inner Winning Coaching and Veronica Taylor of Life Leaders Coaching. But before we get started, I wanted to give our listeners a chance to take down our phone number. It's 646-716-9397. It's Free Coaching Friday, and if there's anything that you might be struggling with or would like some guidance, we welcome your call. Also, if you have any questions or comments, please feel free to call in. We'd love to hear from our listeners. Any comments, questions, or if you want to be coached, give us a call. Again, the number to call is 646-716-9397. So before we get started, I'm going to take a moment to introduce all our hosts on today's show. You're going to hear a little bit about what they do and how to get in touch with them after the show. Mandy, let's start with you. Please tell us a little bit about yourself, your coaching practice, and how to get in touch with you.
Well, thank you, Filomena. It's great to be here. I'm stepping in as a pinch hitter for Andrea, so I'm looking forward to this opportunity. Well, as you said, I'm Mandy Rosniak of Inner Winning Coaching, and my website is coachmandy.com. And I work with athletes, looking with to work with them, focus on maximizing their potential by trying to eliminate or quiet down that negative self-talk, get rid of those fears and doubts that are just kind of always in their minds. Everybody thinks athletes are just, you know, they've got it all together and, you know, they don't have anything that's holding them back. Yet, you know, they have those little voices in their heads that are always constantly talking to them about, you know, about their performance and things like that. But I work with them to quiet all that stuff down to try to help them be their best. And we do that by focusing on, you know, trying to develop that real strong sense of self and bring out that, like, inner belief in themselves so that they can be the best both on and off the field. So we focus on personal and leadership development. And I love my tagline is we train their brain to up their game so that, again, they can excel both on and off the field. And I've been doing that for a couple years now, and prior to that I was a college softball coach, so I've had a lot of experience working with athletes and knowing sort of what ticks inside their brain and kind of holds them back sometimes from getting the most out of themselves. And the way you can contact me is you can go on my website, which again is coachmandy.com, and there's a contact sheet there, or you could also email me at mandy@coachmandy.com. And I also have a Facebook page, which is Inner Winning Coaching. And I'm new to the Twitter world, but I also have, I'm also on there, and that is at Life Coach Mandy. So that's how you can get in touch with me, and I'm looking forward to working with you guys today on today's show.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Mandy. And I know you're going to probably have some, you know, great insights, and you're going to be able to contribute a lot to today's show just because you do work with athletes on a regular basis, and, you know, they want sustainable results. So thank you. Veronica, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, your practice, and how our listeners can get in touch with you?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for having me, Filomena. And again, my name is Veronica Taylor. I am a leadership coach, certified professional leadership coach, also a ELI master practitioner. And I'm also the founder of LLC, Life Leaders Coaching. And I support my clients through leadership transformation in order to ensure that they find long-term success in all aspects of their life, professional and personal. And you can definitely reach me at lifeleaderscoaching.com. You can like us at Life Leaders Coaching, and also you can follow us at Veronica Taylor at The Will to Lead.
Thanks so much, Veronica, and I know this is the first time that you and I are working on air together today, so I'm really looking forward and excited to be working with you as well. So thank you to the both of you ladies. I'm very excited to have this opportunity to work with both of you today. Let me talk a little bit about myself. My name is Filomena Iorio-Tashiluk, and I'm the founder of Bounce Life Coaching. And what I do is I help businesses and individuals learn how to manage stress by becoming the master of their emotions. So whether they're struggling with weight management or dream of starting a business or improving company culture, I help my clients learn to face obstacles with curiosity, make decisions with clarity, and to actually enjoy the evolution process. And I do this by helping people really understand that the most powerful and controllable human stressor in the world is the human mind. So once they understand this concept, they learn how to create their own reality, resulting in the ability to really lead in all areas of their life with clarity and confidence. In addition to individual coaching, I also offer group coaching and workshops. To let you guys know a little bit of personal information about you, about me, I am a wife and mother of two beautiful and energetic little girls. I'm a former photojournalist, and I love learning and experiencing different cultures. I love to travel, and I absolutely love to chronicle life through photography. So now that we've had a chance to introduce ourselves, I just want to remind everyone the call-in number for today is 646-716-9397. Again, we welcome any comments, questions, or if anyone wants to take advantage of some free coaching, please give us a call. So today we're discussing an important topic, 3 steps to sustainable success. And it's a topic everyone can relate to because I'm sure our listeners have all experienced a time in their life where they wanted to make a change. They wanted to make a shift in their life, but they didn't know how to because of everything going on. Many live a daily life where they're being pulled in so many directions, whether it's at work, at home, with our kids, our loved ones, our friends. We have so much to do. And although we may want to make that change and we see the benefits in it, it's hard when you don't have that time, energy, or even motivation to start taking those steps to change. So we're going to discuss a 3-step coaching process, discover, grow, and sustain. And we're really going to discuss it. We're going to get down deep and really dissect the process so that our listeners can see how realistic it is to make those changes in your life that you desire. So why don't we get started by giving an overview of the benefits of using this 3-step coaching process in creating sustainable changes in your life. Veronica, how about you take the lead? What are the benefits in using this process?
What I've found that what's very, very useful about this process, first, it seems very tangible. It's only 3 steps. For a lot of people, when they think of change, it seems extremely overwhelming. So when we can break it down to 3 different stages, I think it becomes a little bit more manageable and a lot less intimidating. In my experience, I think the discovery stage is obviously the initial part of the process, which is trying to figure out and discover the things that aren't working quite in your favor. And that's part of it, is evaluating your current values and belief systems and uncover any blocks that might that you might be experiencing, whether they're physical or they're emotional, spiritual. So that's definitely what the whole discovery stage is all about, and just becoming aware and mindful of what is happening to you and for you in that moment. That way you can also understand what are the things that are working well for you and that you're extremely articulate with, that you're absolutely great at, their innate abilities and skills that you have, and definitely also become aware of those things, behaviors, emotional thoughts, and barriers that you might be experiencing that you can definitely eliminate from your life experience. Then obviously the growth stage is where you are a little bit more aware of what's happening to you and for you, and we start replacing those past experiences and beliefs that no longer serve you with new practices that will support you on your personal sense of leadership or style, whatever new journey that you're trying to embark on. And the sustainability stage of it is obviously anchoring all those newfound experiences and new beliefs and new practices so that you can actually embody them. And then we incorporate, obviously, tools that actually are easy to use, and this is obviously very tailored to the person and what works for them. And part of those tools could potentially be time management. It could be setting boundaries with other people, creating communities and supportive relationships, and just build a foundation that can support all the groundwork that you've done initially through the discovery and growth stage. And that's usually the three-step process that I use with all of my clients. And obviously, it's very tailored depending on the person and what their personal goals are.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much for really giving us an overview of how the three-step process works. And it looks like we have a caller on hold, so we may actually be able to use that. We may be able to practice that process today. So, caller, you're on air. Could you please introduce yourself and tell us where you're from? Caller with area code 908, you're on air. Please introduce yourself. Hello?
Maybe they got cold feet.
Caller. Caller with area code 908. Oh, it looks like we were disconnected. Maybe they'll call back. Okay, so Mandy, why don't you give us your overview of the three-step growth process?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me again. And Veronica, that was great stuff you just shared there. And I think that the first piece, you know, the discovery piece, is very important from that place of you just have to absolutely start, you have to look within first and just really look at what's working and what's not working, because it all starts and ends with you, because it's never about anybody else. It's just from that place where you have to figure out where you are in that moment to then have any chance to be able to move forward and know with what you're wanting or where you're wanting to go with that. So the discovery part, you know, I don't know that you can necessarily put any level of importance on any one piece, but obviously if you're going to be following a process, if you're not going to grow and you're not going to have any sustainability if you don't discover first where you are to be able to try to figure out where you're going to go. So you absolutely have to look within and make sure that you're not trying to, you know, point that finger at anywhere, you know, anywhere else, blaming the job, blaming the partner, you know, blaming all those things that are outside of us. So, again, I think discovery is really important. Start looking within first, and that's where you get off, you know, you get your starting point. And then the growth piece is being really just open to the learning of what you have discovered about yourself. Because sometimes we learn something or we discover something about ourselves, and we then either want to shut down or we want to go into denial. So you have to be willing to now be open to that learning and make those hard choices. And sometimes you might have to look at a situation where you have to close the chapter in a book, but don't ever close the book. And I think sometimes when people start to look at themselves, they realize they get very scared and they decide, wait a minute, I'm going to just totally shut this down. And like I said, and they kind of close the book on things. So, you know, you might close a chapter, but don't ever close the book in that discovery or that growth phase. And then I think once you get to that place and you start to learn about where you are, where you maybe want to go, and you started to take some steps to make some changes, I think that sustainability piece connects to the fact that in the growth phase, you have to be willing to really make some of those hard choices, face what's not working, and then decide what you want to do with that. So I think in the sustainability phase, once you've like gotten to that place, you have to really learn to be present, stay where you are, and watch out for looking back or looking forward too much. And I speak from personal experience. I will, being present is a very difficult thing for a lot of people. And I think one of the ways to, which I'm a big believer in and have to do a little bit better job myself of following, but is mindful meditation. I think it's a wonderful practice that helps you just really learn to connect to yourself and where you are. So, again, in the sustainability phase, staying present, and trying to maybe set up a structure for yourself, because structure meaning different from routine. I think we get stuck in our routines, and that's where people get, where they get off track. So, but setting up some structure within your life as to what you're going to allow, what you're not going to allow, sort of like, I guess you could say, sort of in that same boundary phase, and realize there has to be some flexibility in there. But if you don't have a solid structure within your life, things can get off kilter, I think, pretty quickly. And then that's when you start to really get off-centered, off-balance, and the next thing you know, you wake up and you're in that place of, like, how did I get here? Why is my life so, you know, why am I miserable? Or any of those kinds of factors. So I think trying to set up some sort of a structure within these new changes are really important for that sustainability.
That's awesome. Thanks, Mandy. And it's so true what you just said about, you know, really getting stuck in your routine. And I think that's what happens to a lot of people, is they get stuck in this routine where they're being pulled in so many different directions, and they're doing things that they don't necessarily want to do, but they feel like they have to do. And when that happens, they start to build that resentment, because they don't have the time to really discover and learn and grow. And I know, you know, with the three-step process, when I use it with clients, in the discovery phase, really being curious as to, you know, why you may, for instance, feel stuck in something. So being curious, asking questions. If you have an interest in something in particular, trying it out. Not necessarily making the commitment, but just being curious about, you know, what is attracting you to, you know, a particular thing. And then once you use your curiosity, that helps you with the growth phase, and it really helps you narrow down as to what it is that you're looking for in life, and it gives you the clarity. And the clarity, once we have clarity, that gives us confidence to make specific changes in our life if we choose to do so. When you're clear on something and when you have confidence, that leads to sustainability. Usually what happens is people will say, for instance, they hate their job, so they have to change jobs, okay? So, you know, they make that change. They go and look for another job, and they leave that company, and they realize they're still unhappy. And it's because they didn't take the time to really be curious as to why they're unhappy in that particular position. It may not have been the job necessarily or the company. It could have been something else. So really being curious as to why you're having those feelings, once you understand why you're having those feelings, that leads to the clarity. And once you're clear, it gives you the confidence to make those decisions. And having the confidence and being clear on why you're doing it, that's really what leads to sustainability. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's a very simple process, but it's a very powerful process.
Yeah, and I think that's a great...
Go ahead, Veronica.
I think it's a great point that you just made, Philomena, because I think a lot of people who are looking for change, essentially they are reaching outside of themselves. So it's usually a certain circumstance or a situation or a person, and we really have to do that soul-searching and really look within to understand what's really happening in the moment and trying to figure out what's happening to you. So is this something internally that you're experiencing, or is it actually circumstantial? And for you to really make a shift in your life overall, we really have to look at ourselves first and see how we're contributing to it and how our emotions are built, are creating the experience that we're currently having. And I think that's a very important point for people to understand.
It's interesting you went there, because that's actually where I was going to go with it as well, because it's, and Philomena, you kind of, you touched on this, about the fact that, you know, when people change jobs, they change, you know, relationships, they change coaches, they change all these things outside of themselves, or, you know, because it's the job, it's the, you know, they're blaming everything else. But when you change jobs and say you've had a couple of jobs in a 10-year period and you keep having the same issues showing up, well, the one thing that hasn't changed is you. So when the job changes
right.
or the other things change, we always, again, we're blaming the job. It's the boss. It's the workload. It's the coach. It's the, you know, it's the teacher. And yet the one constant in all of those things ends up being you. But we don't want to go there.
Right.
And that's where we go back to, I think, the discovery phase is we stay searching for all this other stuff because we want to find the outside answer. You know, we want to find the outside validation to be able to be okay with ourselves because we don't want to do the, you know, dig down deep and just say, okay, this is it, this is my stuff, and I'm going to take it, and I have to make the shift because, again, if the same problems and issues are showing up everywhere you go, well, you're the only one that's showing up in all those places. So, again, pick up the mirror, and that's where you got to begin.
Right. That's so true. And that's a great point about the outside validation. And a lot of times people are looking for that outside validation, whether it's at work, whether it's with relatives, whether it's with colleagues or friends. We're looking for that outside validation. Are we doing well? Are we presenting ourselves well? And really it starts from within. We need to start loving ourselves from within. And once we are comfortable, once we're clear with, I believe, Veronica, you had mentioned this in the beginning of the show, you know, what our values are. Once we're clear on that, it can open so many doors because we know what we want. We know what we want, and we will go for it. And it doesn't necessarily mean changing a relationship or changing a job or changing friends. It could simply mean being more present and enjoying the moment. You know, it could be something as simple as that, just being present, being having your undivided attention to, let's say you want to spend more time with your kids, for instance, okay? And you feel like because you work full-time, you're not spending time with them. But through the curiosity, through the discovery phase, what you realize is when you do have that time with your children, you're still answering emails or you may be on the phone or whatever it may be. And by making those small shifts, it may not necessarily be that, you know, it's because you're working full time, but you just need to be more present, more mindful when you are spending time with your children. And that can lead to a clear idea as to how you should change, so that you can add the values that you truly believe in your life, and you can have the feelings, the outcome that you're searching for.
Yes, and I love bringing up that topic through my discovery stage with my clients about aligning ourselves with our true values. Because usually when people are feeling unfulfilled or they feel some sort of guilt, it's usually because they're in their awakened life, they're not in alignment with their actual core values. And sometimes really what comes up for us through our sessions is that they don't understand or know what their core values are. So they're completely living their life out in a limbo. And we all have heard the saying, you know, if you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there. So people essentially feel like they're being pulled in so many different directions. But through the discovery stage, what we really come to find out is what really, really is valuable to you. And you honor that. And once you have a clear understanding of what those values are and you marry it with your awakened life and you start acting and reacting with those intentions, your life will completely shift in a different direction. And it happens systematically every single time.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's so true. And it's usually, give us your thoughts, Mandy.
No, well, mine's kind of, I think, goes to a little bit of a lighter side with what she was saying to it. But when you were talking, and I'm going to reference one of my all-time favorite movies, but The Runaway Bride, love that movie because, you know, sometimes I'll say to people, have you seen The Runaway Bride? And unfortunately, they haven't. Julia Roberts, Richard Gere, it's a great, fun movie. But the I don't want to give away the ending here, but the premise of it is she, you know, goes to the altar four or five different times, and just before she's about to get married, she takes off, and he writes this story about her. And but the gist of it is she ends up becoming the just like the person who she's about to marry. You know, she one guy is more like a hippie type, and then the other guy is, you know, more of a wholesome type. And one of the questions that he goes around, Richard Gere goes around and asks, is what kind of eggs do you have? And her favorite eggs were always whatever the guy she was about to marry was. And she starts to realize what the realization that becomes in this movie was she was, you know, she didn't have that inner place. She didn't know what her values were and what was important to her. And that's why, you know, when she got to that moment, she had to, you know, she would run. But I love the movie because sort of that deeper, at least that's what I've taken from it when I've watched it, is the fact that we're so outside again looking for that something outside, and it's not until she looks inside and starts to really figure out what, you know, what is it that I like, what is it that I cherish, what is it that is important to me, before she was able to really, you know, move forward in the rest of her life. So I recommend, good rainy weekend this week in the East Coast, but I recommend watching that movie and getting some, learning about getting in touch with your values and what's important to you.
That's awesome. Great promo for Runaway Bride, Mandy. So thanks, Mandy. But it looks like we have another caller holding. So caller with area code 775. Welcome, and please introduce yourself, your name, and where you're from.
Hi, I'm Ross from Reno.
Hi, Ross.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm great. How about you?
Good. So do you have any comments, questions, or do you want to take advantage of Free Coaching Friday from coaching?
I just tuned into the show, so I think I'll take advantage of Free Coaching Friday. I don't have any questions because I literally just tuned into the show.
Wonderful. So why don't we do this? So tell us a little bit about, you know, what you're thinking about, what you need some coaching on. And then the three of us can help you, can guide you in a way that you know, you can come up with your answers.
Okay.
So what would you like to discuss today?
You know, I don't know. I just called in. I'm sorry. I just called in to listen to the show. You know, I just wanted to relax, listen to a good show. I don't know.
Okay.
I dare not say I don't know what the show is about. Yeah, I don't even want to say that.
Well, today's topic that we're discussing is three steps to sustainable changes, to sustainable change. So, you know, is there anything that you're contemplating, or is there anything that you're questioning in your life where you're thinking about making a change that you possibly would want some coaching on?
Yeah, there's a couple of things. I had a nonprofit organization that I kind of let fall by the wayside. I don't know why. I just got bored with it. But now the other board members are kind of coming to me with new ideas and everything. So I don't know if it would be a good idea to get this started back up and get bored with it again, or to help them maybe bring something to the table. And maybe that will motivate me. I don't know. That's the only thing that I have going on right now.
Mandy, Veronica, do either one of you want to start the coaching session?
Well, this is Mandy, and how are you doing today? Thank you for joining
us.
Hi,
Mandy.
And if you're out in Reno right now, I hope you're inside, because I heard Vegas today is supposed to be about 118 degrees, so I hope you're inside.
Oh, yeah, I'll definitely be inside. Absolutely.
Well, just the first question that came to mind when you said that was, you know, what was it about what was it about the work you were doing that you then got bored?
It just seems that I didn't have enough. I didn't have enough help. I didn't have enough funding. That was the main thing, I think.
And when you originally started this nonprofit, what were you hoping or wanting to get from it?
Well, my plan, what I was going to do was build a community of tiny houses. And what these tiny houses are about 75 square feet. They're about 75 square feet. And because we have a lot of overflow of homeless people. So what I wanted to do was find some property, which wasn't a big deal, and build these tiny homes on this land. But I just did not have enough sponsors and backing for that huge of a project. What got boring was trying to, just put it together, I think.
What a great idea, though. That sounds like a really interesting project. And thanks for trying to do something like that. And so, when you said you got bored and not, having the work, what if everything had been there and, the funding and the backing and all those things were there for you, what would have been different?
Oh, it would have been great. It would have been great. The homeless people would have had shelter with or without money to pay rent, because it would have been just state run or privately ran, not really having to depend on the government type of thing. Oh, it just would have been real nice for the whole community, actually. Not just for myself. I really wasn't doing this for myself anyway.
Absolutely, and I can hear it in your voice. As soon as you started to talk about that, you could hear that. You could hear that shift in your energy about the excitement and the passion that sounds like you have for that.
Right.
And so now a little bit more. Now you had some people now who have started to bring up some more interest with it. Yeah, you're
no, they're bringing no, 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 no. They're bringing up things that they had an idea that maybe which direction the nonprofit should go. Just some of their own, some of their own ideas that they, had come up with. Nothing compared to, nothing as big or huge as a project, like what I did.
Right.
But you know what? To be perfectly honest with you, I know exactly what caused the fall of that. I can pinpoint it. I know exactly what happened.
what was that?
Do you want to know? Are you sure you want to know?
Absolutely, because that might be the piece for you that you need to let out.
But I already know what happened. Everything was going fine. I set this organization up in January 2011, and I was going back and forth with the lady up in Washington because I was trying to get a $1.6 million grant for this project, because that's what they were giving out for this one particular project at that time. The grant was due October the 27th, 2011, at 11:59:59. Now, mind you, I had been going over this grant back and forth with the lady up in Washington. Oh, this isn't correct. You need to go back and change this. You need to go back and change that. Reword this differently. Your financials doesn't look right. We did all that, got everything right. Ready to submit that night, my sister called and told me how much she hated me. Now, she had no idea what I was doing. She had no idea what I was doing. It's just some random call out of nowhere. I didn't even know. So, of course, I was floored. Didn't get my grant turned in time because, of course, I'm floored because I didn't know she felt that way. And that's how it all happened. That's it.
So how did you feel, Ross, knowing that since you weren't able to get that grant in on time?
I don't know. Some of the stuff that I just had to refocus, I guess. I don't know. Some of the things that she was saying were valid to her. I mean, I don't know, siblings are jealous of each other. I don't know why. I didn't even know. I didn't know we was competing in the first place. I had no idea. So I don't know. The grant was just something that didn't even dawn on me until after I could, really, probably really never really got over it, but after I really kind of got over it, you know, then it was like I realized I didn't turn my grant in. So on top of my sister hating me, I didn't even turn my grant in.
So, Ross, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead, Veronica. Go ahead.
Hi, Ross. My name is Veronica Taylor. Thank you for joining us today.
Hi, Veronica.
Hello. I'm so glad that you called in. And just listening to your conversation right now, I think what's coming up for me is that the whole grant situation that you have experienced is just the outcome of something a little deeper that needs to be discovered, and that could potentially be your relationship and how you're interacting with other the people that you've been working with this organization, or on your personal level with your sister. So
mm-hmm.
I encourage you to look into that a little bit more and do some self-discovery on that. Due to the time constraints, this is what I would like to maybe suggest for you to look into as well. I can hear in your voice, and Mandy heard it and Philomena heard it as well, that when you spoke about your nonprofit, your voice just lit up. The tone in your voice completely pitched, and it literally told us that there's a lot of love and passion for what you're doing.
Uh-huh.
So my question to you is, how can you bring in other like-minded people like yourself who has the same amount of love and passion for this endeavor that you're trying to bring about?
See, I think it would be hard to do. I'll take that back. I don't think it would be hard to do. I just think that it would take more time and effort than it was the first time, because even though people are willing to work with you, if you drop the ball like that once, you know, their fear, I don't know if it's mine too, their fear is she will drop the ball again. And that could be my fear too, you know.
Well, that's very insightful, Ross, because I feel that, as you're saying that's a fear that might be potentially on someone else. Your voice also shifted when you said a fear. So I'm
mm-hmm.
sensing that might be something that you should also think about. What
mm-hmm.
is that fear, and where is that fear originating from you? Because that could potentially be your energy block. When we're fearing something, when we're fearing something internally, we're usually it drops our energy level, just like your tone and your voice dropped. So that
mm-hmm.
could potentially be why you decided, you made a conscious decision to just table this whole endeavor, is because there's that energy block, which could potentially be that fear. Does that make
okay.
sense?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
And Veronica brought up a very good point, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like this fear could be a potential energy block, and it's usually the fear that stops people really from pursuing their passion or their interest in life. So that would
mm-hmm.
be a great way for you to start uncovering this energy block so that you could break
mm-hmm.
free from this fear and really move forward.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. On that project, right, right, right.
Right. Right. And it sounds like, I believe it was when Mandy was coaching you, when
mm-hmm.
she asked you about if this grant had gone through, you know, how would it have
right.
turned out, your
right.
the sound in your voice, the energy, and how upbeat you sounded, it just really completely changed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it sounds like this is something that you may still want to pursue, and working around that fear, working around, you know, the relationships that you have, and how to really, as Veronica has said, how to surround yourself with like-minded people so that you mm-hmm. can bring this passion and this idea into fruition and really make it a reality.
Okay.
I'd like to offer something in there, too, from the standpoint when you said, when you were talking about the fact that if you tried to pursue this again, some people might, there might be that fact that you're going to drop the ball again. And that, first of all, realizing that, you know, just because that happened once doesn't mean it's going to happen again. And
that's
and
true.
That's right. And that's where that fear is also popping up. But is there a smaller step that you could start to sort of build some trust within yourself and the other people that you might be working with? Because the grant sounds like that was a very big project and a very big piece to it. But is there any smaller steps you could take that, like I said, to build that trust within you so you trust yourself to be able to complete this or get started and also show some of these other people to sort of maybe build some credibility that maybe you've got some fear around?
You know, maybe so, because right after that happened, you know, I tried to start rebuilding again, and I just couldn't. I took two steps forward, but I actually got knocked down about five steps back. So, I don't know.
But now,
since other board members have come to me and brought up different ideas and everything to me, and of course I'm going to help them on their project, you know, but that also brought back the life in me back to what I was originally, why I originally set this nonprofit up in the first place. So.
But also think about, you know, you were talking about the fear about, you know, people, you know, not trusting you because you dropped the ball the first time.
Right, with the same people that were involved. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Right. So you just mm-hmm. stated that there's other board members that are coming to you asking for your mm-hmm. assistance, whether it may be, you know, your ideas or whatever it may
mm-hmm.
be.
Mm-hmm.
What does that tell you about how they see you?
Okay, but they wasn't on the original plan with the tiny houses.
But
I understand what you're saying, though. I understand what you're saying, though. You're right. They don't know the whole history of the company, but I understand what you're saying. They still see me as a leader. They still see me, you know, the president and CEO of the company. They still have a lot of respect for me, whether they knew the past or not.
I think that's great insight you just had there for
mm-hmm.
yourself.
And how
also one last little piece piece to that is, what if you forgave yourself for what you perceive as that big mistake of the grant, and you forgave yourself and let that go, so that you could now engage and move forward.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, Ross, this is Veronica again. I think that's a great point that Mandy just brought up,
mm-hmm.
which is
mm-hmm.
this is extremely important as our topic being sustainable success is that we all make mistakes. Things happen that are unfavorable to us and to others involved. However, we
mm-hmm.
have to be compassionate with ourselves and know that we do make mistakes, and although they can be considered failures, we have to reframe that failure and turn it into a life learning experience. If you can reframe
okay.
that from being a failure to a life learning experience and
mm-hmm.
and journal this down, what did you learn from the experience so that you can empower yourself to do better or differently moving forward?
Okay. That's a great point. Don't see it as failure. See it as an experience.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
And experiences are what moves us forward. You're right.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And actually, when we fail, I mean, that's growth. We're growing from that.
Right.
It was an experience. So, you know, in the end, yes, the grant was not, you didn't have a chance to submit the grant. However,
right.
there are so many positive contributions that I'm sure you made in trying to get this organization off the ground. And through that, you were able to grow. You were able to learn. You were able to mature as a professional, as someone, as the founder of a nonprofit organization. And because of this, it's probably actually made you a stronger leader. It has made you a stronger leader.
It has. It really has.
Yeah.
It has.
So let me ask you this. Have you, I know that when you initially called, you mentioned you didn't really know why you were calling or what you wanted to discuss.
Yeah, I just wanted to get called into the show.
So how do you feel now?
I feel good. I feel good. I feel enlightened. You know, it was really weighing kind of heavy on my mind, but it's not so heavy. It's not so heavy. It's not so heavy. Yeah.
That's wonderful. Yeah. That's wonderful. And I really want to commend you for even, you know, starting this nonprofit organization, because I'm sure it was a lot of work, and it's something that a lot of people do not want to take on because of the responsibilities. And
right.
But all of us could hear the passion in your voice, and it takes a certain character, it takes a certain leader to do something like that. So,
right.
You know, it's a great thing that you did. And I'm sure you're going to be able to, I'm confident that you're going to touch a lot of people in your life in a positive way.
All right. Thank you.
And I would just like to also throw in there that you showed a lot of courage and strength to be able to call up this phone number that you weren't even sure who you were going to get on the other end, and share such a personal message, you know, to three complete strangers. That takes a lot of courage and strength, and that use that to drive you forward with where you want to go with this, because you've got it in you.
Okay.
That's right, Ross. You know, just close the chapter and not the book, and be mindful that change is inevitable, and as you embark on this new journey and be successful at it, because you will be, you're going to have new setbacks, and like I said, change is inevitable, but growth is intentional, and just keep your intentions high, which, you know, they're right on the right place. You're doing this out of love and passion, and you're obviously very committed to it, and literally that's the ingredients that you need, and you're helping other people as well, so kudos to you.
Okay. Thank you so much, Ross, for calling in, and we really wish you the best of luck.
Thank you so much.
Your dreams and your passion. Oh, no problem. Thank you. Thank you. It was a pleasure to take part in this coaching session.
Well, thank you so much.
Have a great day.
You too. Have a great day.
Bye-bye, Ross. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Okay.
So with Ross, does anyone have any thoughts on coaching her and how, you know, this three-step process, you know, if she were to hire a one-on-one coach to really help her in discovering and growth and leading to sustainable results, can either one of you kind of comment on what could be done during one-on-one sessions to help her using this three-step process?
Yeah, I actually think that it would be beneficial for her to really dig deep into that discovery stage. I think all three of us heard quite a few energy blocks. One of them, Mandy brought up, it was an assumption. She was making an assumption that because of something that previously had happened to her can potentially happen to her again. Also, the way that she expressed herself, I sensed a little bit of some limiting beliefs there as well. Potentially, maybe the inner critic could potentially be involved there as well. So if she could become a little bit more aware of what these energy blocks are and where they're coming from, she could make a more educated decision on how to reframe these energy blocks so that she can gain the momentum and energy that she really feels that she's lacking at the moment. because the passion was there. We all heard it. Her voice pitch went up as soon as she started talking about it. But again, when she started talking about the setbacks and the outside influences is when her energy dropped. So I think that's something that would be extremely beneficial for her, and obviously the other two stages will come after that, where she can gain that sustainability and maintain that momentum that she needs to conquer her goal.
Those are great observations, Veronica, and I agree with you. I felt like she was making a lot of assumptions because of these outside influences, and the reason why I say assumptions is because, you know, it seems like there's this fear, and she said that there was this fear about, you know, presenting people with this idea again and people not taking her seriously because, as she said it, she dropped the ball the first time. And it's clear that people do still see her as a leader, if not a greater leader now than when she first tried to start the organization. So really going through that discovery stage and trying to figure out these assumptions and where they're coming from and how she can overcome them so that she can have the confidence to really move forward.
Absolutely. And I agree with everything you both were saying, and because it was also that place of not letting that the piece that had happened hold her back from moving forward, because it sounded as if, you know, there was that little bit, and when she brought up the fear, and I thought that was fantastic that she recognized the fear, that fear was sort of holding her back, and letting her realize for herself that's there, but also just, I think self-forgiveness is something that we don't talk enough about or even understand, and I think if she can forgive herself about the perceived mistake she made, because that it is, she was doing her best she could in that moment, and so if she can forgive herself for that perceived mistake, she'll be able to let that go, release that energy, and then move forward, because as you both said, she's obviously got people who still believe and trust in the work she's looking to do and wanting to do, so, and that would be, you know, a fantastic piece.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, I know we're going a little over an hour, but I think it's extremely important to bring up that as you are trying to discover yourself and going into a different direction, whether it's a better eating habit or getting back into the gym, you know, how many times do we hear people retracting and going back to old habits or making mistakes along the way? And it's very important to let people know that it's part of the process. And Mandy just said it, having that compassion for yourself is extremely important. And, you know, reframe that failure, like we said earlier, and accept responsibility. I think that's also extremely important. And acquire knowledge, which she did today. She was extremely courageous, like Mandy said, to actually pick up the phone and talk to three different strangers. And she acquired knowledge. And then persevere with what you've acquired and obviously join forces, which we talked about earlier. If she could just reach out to like-minded people who are just as passionate with her that she can collaborate with and brainstorm with, she will only be more powerful to make this happen for herself.
Yeah. And just really quick before we give our closing thoughts, for people in general, it's so easy to forgive others, but when it comes to forgiving ourselves, we're just so hard on ourselves. And the reality is, we're human, and humans make mistakes. So it's perfectly human to be human. So, you know, the way you would forgive someone else for, you know, possibly making a mistake, you should allow yourself to forgive yourself as well. Once you can get over that hurdle, it really, really will allow you to free up your mind to move forward and be stronger, be clearer, and have more confidence. So it looks like we only have a few minutes left. So what I'd like to do is give everyone the opportunity to give some final closing thoughts on today's topic and, you know, any takeaways that they may have for the listeners. So why don't we start with you, Mandy? Any final closing thoughts?
Well, I think the biggest piece is, I think sometimes our greatest lessons come from when we look inside ourselves. You know, I talked about that earlier. But just to really, really look deep inside to find your own and true truth and have that tough conversation with yourself and to really look in, connect to that, because I think it's only from there that you can ever really be able to grow into your best self, because, again, it takes it inside. It connects you to you. Like we've just been talking here about, you know, allow yourself to forgive yourself for your past or for any of those other things, and use that piece to be able to look at what you want, where you're going, and create those values so that you can just be in a very solid, firm place for yourself, and then, you know, create that structure so you can do your best job to sustain it and understand that, you know, as long as you're doing your best, that's all you can ask for. So that's that piece there. And just to remind everyone, they want to get in touch with me, my email is mandy@coachmandy.com, and my website is coachmandy.com. And it was great being on this call with all you guys.
And, Mandy, when is the next time that you're going to be on air?
Yes, actually this Sunday at noon, Eastern Standard Time, Sunday at noon, going to be doing the Super Soul Sunday show. And the premise for that is you watch the Oprah's Super Soul Sunday at 11, and then at 12 o'clock we're doing the recap. So it'll be an interesting piece, doing it with fellow coaches Tim Billiter and Carrie Spaulding. So I'm looking forward to that on Sunday at noon.
Great. Thank you so much, Mandy. Veronica, any closing thoughts?
Yeah, I'd love to let listeners know that if life keeps pushing and tapping you in the shoulder, and sometimes, you know, big things can happen to us that makes us understand that we need to make a change. And sometimes it's a jolt and sometimes it's a tap, but the universe is always speaking to us. And if we really are always the common denominator in the situation, I think it's time for us to make some self-awareness and look really within of what changes we can make for ourselves. And if you really feel off balance or you feel a lot of guilt or lack of energy, really look into what your values are, your core values, and how in alignment you are in your life. And I think that is a great start to shifting your life in a more positive way. And again, like I said before, change is absolutely inevitable. It happens to us every single day. And the growth that we can potentially have in our life is intentional. So lead with that intention and that core value, and your life will completely change. And again, my name is Veronica Taylor. I'm so glad to have been here on this call with all of you guys today. And you can reach me at lifeleaderscoaching.com or like us at Life Leaders Coaching. And my email is info@lifeleaderscoaching.com. And thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, Veronica. And when is the next time that you're going to be on the show?
My next feature is on July 6th. However, the topic is still pending, so stay tuned.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you, Veronica. And I'd like to leave everyone with a quote that I think is great for today's topic, and that's, "Don't just do something, stand there," by Jean Evarts. And I love that quote because people often are, you know, they want quick answers, and they always just kind of want to make a decision and get it over with. Whereas if they just take the time to stand there and really be present and take part and appreciate and learn the discovery process and be curious as to what it is that you're truly looking for, the answers are within, and those answers are going to come to you. So don't just do something, stand there. So I'd like to leave everyone with that quote. I'll be on air again Sunday, July 14th, leading Super Soul Sunday with two wonderful co-hosts. And you can reach me again at www.bounce-life.com or Filomena@bounce-life.com. Lastly, let's take a few minutes to promote a couple of shows airing this weekend and the beginning of next week on Life Coach Radio Network. Please join coaches Mandy, who was with us today, Rosniak of Inner Winner Coaching, Tim Billiter of DIY for Your Soul, and Carrie Spalding of The 30-Something Coach on Sunday, June 30th at noon for Super Soul Sunday. Also, Monday, July 1st at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Join Reverend Jen as she shares her insights into the way that spirituality impacts all aspects of our life. You'll explore together the ways that coaching can bring your current life into alignment with your true life's purpose through a deeper understanding of your own connection to the spiritual realm. And on Tuesday, July 2nd at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, join New You City Coach Chat with Danielle Mercurier and learn ways you can easily coach yourself into living the life experience you want. So let's go from stuck in the city to thrive in the city. I also wanted to give a big announcement to our listeners. We have some awesome news. Blog Talk Radio is now on iTunes. So if you'd like to access our past, our archived shows, just go to podcasts and search for Life Coach Radio Network. There are currently 48 on-demand episodes for you to choose from. Well, I wanted to thank our listeners for joining us today, and I also want to thank our two co-hosts, Mandy and Veronica, for a great discussion on steps to sustainable success. If you missed a part of the show or would like to listen again, this show, along with all the shows aired on Life Coach Radio Network, are archived and can be easily accessed by going to blogtalkradio.com/Life Coach Radio Network, and again, now on iTunes. So wishing everyone a fun and enjoyable weekend, and thank you again for listening in. Have a great day.